This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I mentioned that deal to save 1,000 jobs up top. The deal in question is between Carrier, the heating and air conditioning company in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Donald J. Trump, the president-elect of these United States, who promised during the campaign he would get Carrier to change its mind about moving 1,400 jobs to Mexico. We have called James Briggs. He's a business reporter and columnist at the Indianapolis Star. James, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We should say at the outset here, there are a whole lot of specifics we don't know about this deal, right?
Yeah, we're waiting for those details to come in. We may not know much until tomorrow, but we know that this was an agreement reached by the Trump administration, which included Indiana Governor and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, but we don't know what types of government incentives were involved. We do know some type of state incentives were part of the deal, but we just don't know what.
What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
Yeah, so these are the types of jobs that people just can't find anymore. These are high-paying manufacturing jobs. The highest-paid workers at Carrier are making $26 an hour. With overtime, they can make more than $70,000 a year. And these are jobs that people didn't necessarily need a college degree to get. So these are very valuable jobs for workers and for the city.
What is the company saying to you? What is the union chief saying to you in terms of how this deal came to be?
The company so far has said nothing other than confirming that there is an agreement in place and that it will save close to 1,000 jobs. The union president so far has said that he's not been involved in any of these talks. He doesn't know much about the negotiations or what this deal will mean. He doesn't know if the company is going to ask for concessions such as pay cuts from the workers. So there really is not a lot of information for the union president and the officials or the actual workers who are still waiting to find out what this agreement will mean for them.
This is 1,000 families in the Indianapolis area that will be getting paychecks, that will be able to pay their mortgages and car payments and have money in their pocket. But talk to me about the wider manufacturing base in Indianapolis and Indiana and big picture where this fits in.
Yeah, so Indiana is still one of the biggest manufacturing states in the country. But these jobs, I mean, just like everywhere else, they're endangered. Manufacturing in general has been getting a lot more efficient, which has been leading to job loss. Now, the economy in Indiana is actually quite healthy. The unemployment rate has been hovering around 4.5%. In the Indianapolis area, it's actually been a little bit below 4%. So there are jobs to be found. It's not actually that hard to find a job in the Indianapolis area. But a lot of the jobs that have been coming here are like distribution jobs, things like working at Amazon, working for UPS or FedEx. And those are jobs that pay maybe $12 to $15 an hour. So that's it's a big pay cut.
Even though Carrier now is keeping some of its jobs in Indiana, you close your piece in the paper this morning with another company called Rexnord. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so Rexnord is another manufacturer that announced just a few weeks ago that it also will be closing its plant and moving jobs to Mexico. Those are 300 jobs there. And those are probably workers who are wondering where their deal is today. This really was a targeted agreement for one specific factory of one specific company, but it doesn't really do anything for the broader manufacturing sector, which is still bleeding jobs, not only in Indiana, but across the U.S. So I think that also that shows sort of the kind of the weakness of this approach to offering incentives on a company by company basis.
James Briggs, he is a business reporter and a columnist at the Indianapolis Star. James, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.